Okay, hey podcast, this episode 61 of I dare say one of Nigeria's longest running and most exciting football podcast, one of the best you ever find in the country. My name is Rotimi Daramala, but people call me Papi the Great on Twitter, and Instagram is at PAPI_the Great. That's at PAPI_the Great. And this is not an episode of the podcast that I run alone. I'm not running solo today. I've got company. I'll let him do the introductions. But of course, for everybody who has listened to 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 or 15 of the past 60 episodes of this podcast, I say thank you very much. You can leave me a rating on iTunes. I'm not sure it works on Google Podcasts, but you can definitely leave a rating on iTunes and every other place where you get your podcast. So I have a Chelsea fan in the house. I'll let him introduce himself. And I want to ask a few questions about the mysteries going on around the club right now. Why does a club have their transfer ban overturned and then they end up not signing any player, and then they end up signing the player after the transfer window has closed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Okay, let me do it this way. I'll let him introduce himself. Your name, the club you support, and of course, the club you hate the most. Your time starts now.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ademola Kadiri. I support Chelsea, and I absolutely hate Liverpool.
He had to put adjective. Wow. Yes. Why do you hate Liverpool so absolutely?
Yeah, so, for one, I can't discredit what they are doing. They are doing amazing things, but their fans are starting to spook me out.
It's not easy. It's not easy now. Your first Premier League trophy in 30 years, hey.
Yeah, so that should not be an achievement, though. But the way they are going about it is something special.
Hey, they're European champions. They're Club World Cup champions. Yeah. Let's put some respect on that name, please.
Yes, I put some respect on. But the way they said some things, talking about Van Dijk, all those things, it's starting to get.
I get the drama when they say Van Dijk is better than Terry. Is better than Vidic or Sergio Ramos. It's crazy. Okay, so you, just in case you're wondering, my guest is Ademola Kadiri. You find him on Twitter at Ademola Kadiri. Just Ademola Kadiri. Look for it on Twitter, and you can follow him. You can engage him in football talk. So we'll just quickly run through this one. Accidentally or incidentally, both myself and Ademola Kadiri have dates today, so we need to make sure we wrap this up before we go and face World War 4 or 5, maybe. So Kadiri, what's going on at Chelsea? We didn't have any expectations about Lampard before the season started. Then the season starts so well and everybody's like, Lampard this, Lampard that, and then there's a slump in form and everybody's like, wow, Lampard is a fraud. Considering the fact that he didn't even sign any player in the transfer window, well, the summer transfer window, they were banned. The winter transfer window was open. Chelsea did not do any business until the transfer window got shut. So what exactly is going on with Chelsea? Is it a defensive issue? Or do you think the team is good enough as it is right now?
Yeah, so the thing with Chelsea, I would like to put it in clear. First, the lack of transfer business, it's a big worry. In January, Chelsea had, over the course of the season, we've seen some frailties defensively in the midfield, even in attack. I expected a serious club to get bodies in January. It was quite shocking for me that Chelsea, with the race for the top four being so tight, you feel you have such a good squad that you don't need to strengthen. It was quite surprising for me. And also, I feel Lampard also has his own issues. Except the transfer ban has forced his hand a bit. We couldn't get players in. But I think it puts too much trust in the young players.
Is that not good?
Sorry?
Is that not good? I mean, Wenger did that well. Being Wenger though, so, but is that not what we all clamor for? I mean, instead of splashing the big cash, heavy cash, let's make sure that we groom the youth from the younger ranks and see them grow or watch them grow to become major talent?
It's good, but for all Chelsea fans, it's like a bittersweet experience.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, we've always clamored for youth, no academy graduates, and John Terry has established himself in the first team. But with the way we've been used to success, it's starting to look as if maybe we don't even know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So playing youth, and those boys not stepping up when it really matters most. I can list examples like 3 or 4 matches where if they are taking their chances, and it all boils down to inexperience. The game against Liverpool at the Bridge, the game against Man City at the Etihad, the game against Sheffield at the Bridge. Those tiny margins are what separate teams like Chelsea and, don't let me say Liverpool is on another class at the moment. Teams that challenge for the title, and Chelsea don't have that at the moment.
Okay. Now that Chelsea waited for the transfer window to be closed before they signed Hakim Ziyech, I kind of liken him to, well, with his numbers and stats and everything, I kind of like him to somebody who might pull off what Eden Hazard was able to achieve at the Bridge. But what do you think about this Ajax sensation who will be joining Chelsea after at the end of the season?
Yeah, for Ziyech, his numbers are staggering, but there's no guarantee that he will do it on a cold Wednesday night in Stoke. there's no guarantee. With players coming from the Dutch league, I can't give definite numbers. Most times they tend to, especially with Chelsea, apart from Robben though. Mutu struggled, and I can't really. But Ziyech is a player I like. Chelsea have had that kind of player since the days of Robben, an inverted winger, left footed, that comes in from the right. So I think he has another dimension to the Chelsea attack. But I just hope the supporting cast will be good enough for him to rack up those numbers at Chelsea. On paper, it sounds like a very solid move. He's 26, going on 27. He obviously wants to play in the Premier League. He feels he has outgrown the Dutch league. And I feel he's coming to prove a point. I feel on paper he's a good move, but paper doesn't always translate to reality. Nicolas Pepe comes to mind.
Oh God.
We can't really guarantee anything. But I feel he's a very good player, attacking wise, numbers. Yeah.
You had to take a swipe at the Arsenal fans. Yes. Well, I'd rather not jump into that, because I'm sure that Arsenal fans will come at you by the time we publish this episode of the podcast.
Yeah,
by the way,
Arsenal fans have enough to deal with already.
Okay.
They shouldn't come for me.
Well, speaking of dealing, most major European clubs will be having a whole lot to deal with come next week, midweek, and then upper week, midweek. We have the Champions League, we have the Europa League. For your club, we're able to make it into the knockout stages. Who will you be facing in the Champions League?
Bayern Munich.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. Okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Who do you think will progress from between Chelsea and Bayern Munich?
So I like to put it this way. My heart wants Chelsea to progress, but my head is telling me Bayern Munich to progress.
I mean, common sense is saying Bayern will score all the goals, Chelsea apart, and qualify.
But football doesn't work that way, though.
Of course.
It's what boils down on the pitch, 90 minutes away, 90 minutes or two. But the experience at this level... Is what I'm worried about.
Do you think the defense your side currently boasts now can handle the likes of Lewandowski, which other big names that Bayern Munich boost? Exactly, and that French youngster Coman and all of that.
So it depends on how they prepare for the game. You might, I try to look at it from 2 weeks. Is either he's half empty or he's half full.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the way Chelsea is set up. If the player be compacting, they shut down the spaces, we can make something of that, especially at home, at the Bridge. but their quality on the counter is the challenge. The likes of Kimmich,
their Roman, speed,
Nabi, Tolisso, different players with different strength, and they might up Chelsea. And Chelsea's defense is very, very terrible.
Speaking of
a
terrible defense, Chelsea will welcome Manchester United to the Stamford Bridge on Monday in one of the weirdest Premier League weekends we have ever experienced in our entire lives. I mean, 10 games split over 2 weeks, all in the name of a winter break. I'm sure our fantasy Premier League players have been lamenting here, there, and everywhere. But let's stick with Chelsea right now. Chelsea, you know how they did it in the, I think it was the first game of the season, was it? First or second game was it Manchester United that won, or Chelsea?
Yes, at Old Trafford, 4-0.
Chelsea lost. We're having a refix or a second leg of that game. What do you think will be going through Lampard's head right now, or telling his boys as they prepare for the game, considering how the first leg of this encounter went?
So it would seem that Solskjaer knows how to play against Chelsea. So they played in the Premier League in August. United won 4-0, and then they played in the Carabao Cup. That Rashford and Mustafi.
Okay.
So it depends on how Chelsea set up. Really, I feel United want to exploit on the break, try to use their pacey wingers, but it's the midfield that would actually determine the game. So if Lampard elects to use Kovacic and Jorginho, there might be more control in the middle of the park. But if he decides to add Kante to the mix, then it might be more defensive, kind of. But Chelsea have a good record against United at the Bridge. Chelsea have a good record against United. I feel Chelsea will not lose. I say that boldly. Chelsea will not lose. And United, Rashford is out. Igalo is still settling in. Martial, we don't know the Martial that will turn up. McTominay just comes back from injury. They also have problems. But I think the side that wants it more will make it.
Will win. There's no side that wants anything more, or there's no side that wants the Premier League more right now than Liverpool. We're able to manage, and it is something minute winner against Norwich in their Premier League game on Saturday. And of course, everybody's asking one question: still unbeaten at this stage of the season, do you think, Ademola Kadri, that they can go the season unbeaten?
Yeah, I think so. They have the numbers they are pushing is staggering. So out of the last 78 points available, they picked up 76 this season alone. The only time they dropped points was against United. Old Trafford.
Yeah.
They are mentality monsters. So the way they play, and that's the difference between every title winning team and every other team. So even if you don't play well, you just find a way to grind out results.
True.
And I feel the match I'm worried for them, I think it's match 48. I think that's away at the Etihad against Man City.
You think City can pull a rabbit out of their hat?
Yes, if anything can beat Liverpool, it's City.
Should be City.
If Liverpool get to that stage, 48 matches unbeaten, and then they face City, I think even if they have to defend for 90 minutes, they'll just want to get down beaten.
The only side that Ademola Kadri thinks can defeat Liverpool this season is Manchester City. Coincidentally, Manchester City is the bookies' favourite to win or to lift the UEFA Champions League trophy this season. Well, that was before the ban came crashing down on them. 2 seasons ban from all football in Europe. Well, that is pending an appeal at the Court of Arbitration of Sport, that's CAS. And I just want to bring Ademola Kadri in here. What do you think will happen to City, because a whole lot of people are already speculating Pep Guardiola will leave. Manchester City have to release some heavyweight earners because of the ban, if it is really, really upheld. But do you think this spells the end of the, or the beginning of an end for the Pep Guardiola era?
It seems so, because without the Champions League, you can't even attract top players. Mm. And with Liverpool in this ominous form, Guardiola must have been thinking of rejigging his squad in the summer, getting more players in to try to fight the Liverpool onslaught. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. with this, most players won't come to Man City at this point, which is natural. They are top players like Sterling, De Bruyne, my field, the grass is greener elsewhere, and they might want to leave. Time is actually running out on actually De Bruyne, Aguero, and the likes to finally win the Champions League.
Hmm.
But I feel Guardiola should stay, and I feel this is his biggest test as a manager.
He should stay and prove himself.
Yes, and actually show his greatness. Mm. Trying to overcome adversity. So over the years, he has this knack of, don't let me say running away when the heat
gets too much. Up. Mm.
Yeah. So when Mourinho turned his career in Spain, 100 points, most goals, Madrid. So he felt Guardiola in his final speech at Barcelona. He said the belt was too tight and he had to let it go for another person. Mm. I feel right now with Liverpool on the ascendancy, Manchester City have a very good squad. If he can manage to convince his players about a new project, okay, now we have a fan, let's prove our greatness. Don't let us just prove that we are a flash in the pan or something. Let's try to come back next season.
Mm.
I think that would be interesting, and that would prove who is. Maybe it's a fraud, or maybe he's actually genius.
Mm.
I think Guardiola needs to stay to actually prove to people that okay, you can do it without the funds. Even if your top players go, you can still make something happen. That's just my thinking. And top players might leave also.
Guardiola needs to stay to prove the point to his detractors, his haters, that he's not just a flash in the pan, but is also one of the greatest to ever do it when it comes to the world of football. Another team, not a player, not a manager now, but another team trying to prove to the world that there's more to Italian football than Juventus is Antonio Conte's Inter Milan. They're seriously dragging the league with Juventus this season. Top of the table before the weekend started. All things being equal, they might drop to third if they are defeated by SS Lazio in this game, Krakow, of a game that they want to play later this evening. By the way, we're recording this on the Sunday, the 16th. Should I check that out? Yeah, 16th of February 2020. And major clash for today has to be SS Lazio taking on Inter Milan. And then later on Monday, we have Chelsea facing off against Manchester United. So I'll talk on Inter Milan now. And Barcelona, Real Madrid. There's also a massive tussle for who will win the Spanish La Liga this season. I'd love your take on the two title races in these two of the top five European football leagues in Europe. Which of the sides you think will finish the season as league title winners?
Okay, I like to go first on the Serie A. So I think Inter will make it. Because first they have Antonio Conte. Conte is a league expert. He knows how to win the leagues. He has done it before in Serie A. He won 3 with Juventus. He won it with Chelsea. And I feel there's something personal with Conte and Juventus. So the way he left Juventus was like a bit under the cloud, and it feels he wants to prove a point against Juventus. He's trying to topple the establishment. Okay, we are Inter Milan, we can do this. And the signs are good, actually. He has a lot of players, midfielders, strikers, people that can turn up is Kulebi. And another thing for Inter Milan is the squad is quite deep. So you have two players comfortably playing every position, and players that actually want to prove a point. So you have the likes of Lukaku, Lautaro Martinez, Alexis Sanchez, players that don't let me say football, as especially Lukaku and Sanchez. We all know how it went for Lukaku at United. So he's trying to prove a point that can lead a team to a big winning season. Sanchez trying to come back, Christian Eriksen. And people have even said he is managing the team of Avengers. Players that have a point to prove. Ashley Young, Victor Moses. I think those players, they are experienced and they know that the challenge will be very difficult. But with Juventus, I think Sarri doesn't even know his strongest team. And that's the challenge. So today you play Bentancur, play Rabiot, you play Ramsey, Bernardeschi, Higuain, Dybala, Ronaldo. There's no consistency with their first 11, and that's one of the perks of having a very, very large squad as well. So, and Juventus, when Ronaldo is not playing, you begin to worry for them. Who is going to get the goals? Is it Dybala? Is it Higuain? Can they step up when it really matters? And I feel the squad, Juventus, I think they have their eye on the Champions League. So they might take their eye off the league. They might feel it's a given. They might become complacent. So I feel more is in favor of Inter Milan making this. So the gap might not be too much, maybe 2 or 3 points at the end of the day.
So in one word, you pick a team, no analysis now, for the Spanish La Liga title for the 2019-2020 football season, Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
Okay, 22 minutes of talking football with Ademola Kadri. It's the first 8 minutes podcast, episode 61. You'll find Ademola Kadri on Twitter at Ademola Kadri, ADEMOLEKADIRI. What's fun talking football with you? Excuse the voice, by the way. I mean, been a busy weekend, so the voice is somehow croaked, so to speak. So, dreams come true. We finally made this one happen after several weeks of preparing, keeping in touch, planning, and all of that. It's here, episode 61 of the First X Minute Podcast. I'm your host, Papi the Great. You find me on Twitter at Papi_the Great. That's PAPI underscore the Great. This has been recorded on Sunday. Mentioned that earlier. By the time you'll be listening to it will probably be Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Whatever time you're listening to this podcast, I hope you are in a safe place. I hope you're in a great place. And I hope that your dreams are coming through. So we'll catch you in episode 62, where we might be talking about probably having a recap of the Champions League action that will be going down later this week. From all of us at First X Minute Podcast, stay safe. Bye for now.